During the 1980s, many farmers were forced to change the way they farmed. The financial conditions of the decade made a lasting effect on many. One such farm is just east of Peoria, and the changes the family made are ones that have brought success today. The story on today's American Countryside is brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
John Ackerman's great-great-grandfather began farming the land here east of Peoria, Illinois, in 1909.
It was corn, soybeans, and livestock. We had hogs and cattle most of my life. We got out of the hog business in the 80s, but throughout a good part of my life, I thought I'd be a cattleman my whole life. But sometimes God will take you in another direction.
That other direction began to take shape in the farm crisis of the 1980s.
I tried selling long-term care insurance door-to-door. That's a tough road to hoe. My heart was always on the farm. And so we decided maybe the route to go was to be specialty crop farmers. The watchword back in the day was either get big or get out, but some of us survived by doing specialty crops.
They tried fresh cut flowers and sweet corn with some success, but it was another special crop that put them on the map.
My hometown of Morton, we claim to be the pumpkin capital of the world, and we have full rights to do that, by the way. By far, most of the canned pumpkins consumed in the world are produced right here in Morton, Illinois.
There's a good reason why Morton is home to so many pumpkin growers.
People that are deeply involved in pumpkins, they draw a line across the United States called the Orange Zone. If you go too far north of that, it's too short a season. Too far south, it's too hot and humid. We're in that belt where pumpkins grow really well. Add to the good soils we're blessed with, and some good farmers have some good knowledge. It works out really well.
There is definitely an art to growing pumpkins on a grand scale. And John shares some of his ideas next time. As we travel the countryside in Morton, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.